So we went into the bargaining room on Friday, and between Friday and today, there we spent probably a total of 35 hours at the table working on proposals that we were passing back and forth between ourselves and the university administration's team. I guess last night we sort of got to a point where we had come to sort of a general sense of agreement on most of the main concepts that we were concerned about. And most of today was actually spent trying to fine-tune some of the last details of the the proposals that we had been working on. And then I think around 5 o'clock, we finally got to the point where we had reached tentative agreements on all of our outstanding proposals, of which there were a whole lot, probably around 10 or 12 proposals that we had been working on for the last couple of last day or so. And we finally met with the chancellor's team, made sure that we had signed, after making sure we'd signed off on all of the proposals, and then shook hands and, you know, finalized the last bit of our paperwork for preparing, you know, to put us in a position to be able to call off the, to suspend the strike and be able to resume work.
Okay, so 35 hours over 3 days. What was the longest day?
I think yesterday we got into the office, we got into the table at about 9 a.m. and we worked steadily until 1 in the morning.
You're kidding me. 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
How many people are we talking about in the room?
On our team, we had around 8 or 9 people on our team.
And their team?
I think their team was anywhere between 5 and 8, depending on the time of day.
So how satisfied are you with the outcome?
You know, I think that I've sort of been going back and forth on this. You know, to some extent, we're all really relieved, and the enormity of what we've accomplished will probably sink in over the next couple of days. I think we have at least begun to tackle many of the various issues that were of concern to faculty members, and we came to some sort of agreement on our three biggest issues, which were really a robust grievance procedure that would allow us to address changes or violations of policy and procedure in our working conditions. You know, we developed what we hope will lead to a very transparent process when it comes to grieving decisions pertaining to reappointment, tenure, and promotion. And then we also were able to work out some language with the university that would start to address some of the faculty's concerns about really sort of stagnating wages on our campus that have prevented us from really being able to recruit and retain high-quality faculty.
Does that mean that you guys will get a raise?
Yes. So we will get the 2% raise that other faculty members in the campus wage system got back in beginning in February. So that was issued halfway through this past year. And then we were able to use a variety of methods that will sort of raise up some of the minimum salaries at the various ranks, and we'll hopefully have some across-the-board raises that will help to prevent compression from developing over the course of the contract.
So you guys were striking. In a way, it was like a kind of good time to strike. It was right before students took finals, so that maximize the pressure of your strike. Mm-hmm. But in another way, Mother Nature was raining buckets on you.
Yeah.
How many people did you have striking at various times in the rain?
It's really hard to say how many people were out there over the course of the 4 days during the school week that we were on strike. But what was really amazing was just how consistent we had support from our students, from colleagues, both from the tenure track as well as from non-tenure track staff of civil service. We were also really amazed by support that we got from our colleagues at other higher education institutions. People came down from University of Illinois Chicago, from the Urbana campus. We had folks coming out from NEIU, from NIU, from Eastern, from Western at various times throughout the period, as well as other labor organizations in the Springfield area. So that was really an amazing experience. And I think that that level of solidarity, that level of bonding that we were all able to experience really helped us get through some of the tougher days when it was raining and cold.
I was surprised that the chancellor kind of reached out wanting to talk on Thursday. Did she actually participate in negotiations at all herself?
The chancellor was actually there, as I understand it, for most of today and yesterday. I'm not sure about the other days, but she was definitely in the room today and yesterday, and she was actually there when we signed off on the tentative agreement for the contract. So yeah, she was there.
And you said you shook hands at the end. You shook hands with the chancellor?
Yes, we did.
That's kind of nice.
It was kind of nice.
Okay, so next step is that the union has to vote to approve this settlement. When does that happen?
Well, first, we all decided we needed to get some sleep before we schedule a meeting, but we're hoping to schedule a meeting this week or early next week so that we can go through the main features of the contract with our membership and have some kind of a vote that will for ratification of the contract.
Okay, my last question is just a really silly question. That many hours of negotiating in a room with the same group of people, what did you guys eat? Have you just been eating pizza for 48 hours, or was it more creative than that?
There were a number of different places that provided us support and were kind enough to bring us food or snacks. So there were a lot of coffee runs. One night, actually, the chancellor had pizza sent up for both of us, both of our teams. So,
thanks for taking time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Dusty.